Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, February 5th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Hey, we haven't talked about SSL in a while, so not a big surprise that we have another SSL or actually TLS attack to talk about. This latest attack was developed by researchers at the Royal Holloway University of London, and it is a timing attack or a padding oracle attack. Now, first of all, the good part here is this is an implementation issue, not necessarily an issue with the algorithm like some of the other SSL issues that we talked about. Now, it's a little bit hard to summarize the attack here as part of the podcast, but let me just try it here. The real issue here is how the message authentication code or MAC is being calculated. It's always being calculated over 8 or 16 bytes. So what an attacker would do is an attacker would capture a packet, then manipulate it and observe how long it actually takes for an error message to come back in case the message authentication code was wrong. And you can imagine whenever I make a modification to an encrypted packet, of course, chances are that the MAC is modified or wrong, so no longer matches. By looking at how long the response takes and by trying to determine how long it took the receiving system to figure out whether or not the message was bad, that is then being used to actually decipher the message. Now, this is timing dependent, so one fix, of course, here is to make sure that the same time is being used in a response, no matter whether or not the message authentication code is valid. Right now, in implementations like, for example, OpenSSL, it takes more time for an error to come back if the message authentication code was wrong. So that's then being used to derive the content of the message. This, of course, only works if the attacker is close to the attack system. So differences in network latency are not all that important. I mentioned OpenSSL is vulnerable. GNU TLS is vulnerable too, which is of the other big SSL implementation. But you can only get 4 bits of data out of the packet according to this paper. Other implementations of SSL are also vulnerable. Now, in order for this attack to work, you need to use cipherblock chaining. So if you already switched to RC4 as preferred algorithm in order to fight the beast attack, then you may inadvertently actually already have fixed this problem and not be directly vulnerable. But other than that, that's really an implementation issue. So you have to wait for someone to come up with a new version of the respective SSL libraries. And I think at least once a week we're talking about mobile malware, in particular on Android. And there is now a little bit more focused attention on the practice of carriers to delay updates for Android. Chris Sogoyan at the Kaspersky conference was talking about that and actually calling for some kind of regulation in order to manage this problem. With Apple and iOS, Apple is in charge of iOS updates. So if there's an iOS update, all iPhones or iPads will get it at the same time. Now, with Android, you frequently have carriers make modification to the code, like branding or add their own applications. So in order to download an Android update, you have to wait for your carrier to open to offer it, which may be quite late. Your only alternative would be to essentially jailbreak the device and then download updates on your own directly from Google. But that puts you at other risks that the phone may not work as well as supposed anymore because now it's missing a part of the carrier's special code. Now, according to some reports, 50% of Android devices still run Gingerbread, which was released in 2010. So they're essentially 2-3 years behind on updates. With Apple, of course, you have a little bit of a similar problem in that the old devices may longer be supported by new versions of iOS. And then, of course, you may also be left hanging. But with Android, you have two problems. You still have the old hardware issue that may not support new versions of the operating system. But in addition to that, even if you do have up-to-date hardware, you still have to wait for the carrier to offer the solution. Well, and then we also have a patch for OS X Server. Now, OS X Server is not something you would install by default in Mountain Lion. It's now an application that you actually install out of the App Store. I think it's something like $20 extra you have to pay for it. And it does implement a large number of additional services like DHCP, DNS. The part that's being fixed here is the Wiki. The Wiki is built around Ruby on Rails and is vulnerable to the recent Ruby on Rails issues. So definitely get that patch if you run OS X Server. There is a lot of interest in this vulnerability and a lot of exploits are already happening. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.